Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to remind folks we've got a good learning opportunity coming up for anyone who may be interested in the new Farm Bill. Farm Bill, or the Agricultural Act, was recently passed, and we've been learning about it for the past many months. And many of our farm specialists are going to be on hand presenting these meetings around the state. We have our farm ag economist, Tim Eggers, and Max Dirks, the Cass County Executive Director for the Farm Service Agency, leading a discussion and presenting on the Agricultural Act of 2014, commonly known as the Farm Bill. That will be happening this coming Thursday, or tomorrow, the 4th of December, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center right here in Atlantic. The new Farm Bill, first of all, will have landowners deciding whether or not they want to reallocate their base acres and update their yield. It's a good time to do that, as it's the first opportunity to make those changes since the 2002 Farm Bill. If changes weren't made with the 2002 Farm Bill, the opportunity to do that goes all the way back into the 80s. So if changes were not made in your base acres in 2002, you may be operating on base acres and yield that go all the way back to the 80s. So a good opportunity to look at that, and we will walk through that process a little bit during the Farm Bill options meeting coming up tomorrow. Also, a good time to have some of those discussions between landowners and tenants about the benefits of updating yields. Another big piece of the Farm Bill is the new programs available to producers. The new programs include price loss coverage, county ag risk coverage, individual ag risk coverage, and there's also some interplay or tie-in with how crop insurance ties into these programs, especially the price loss coverage program does certainly have some implications in the types of crop insurance that you may be wanting to take out. The farm safety net has changed with the new Farm Bill. The common anchor across the new programs is the marketing year average price. Farmers and landowners would do well to understand the risk management options under the new Farm Bill and consider what they can protect against. There is no cost to attend the Farm Bill options meeting coming up tomorrow, December 4th, which is a Thursday. Again, it's scheduled from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Cass County Community Center. Again, no cost to attend, but we are asking that folks pre-register by giving us a call at the Extension office, 712-243-1132, or they can email xcass@iastate.edu. All this information and more is available on the Cass County Extension website as well. We are expecting a very large turnout for this meeting, so if you want to ensure that we have handouts and seating available, again, we do ask that you give us a call and let us know that you are planning to attend, as well as how many people you may be planning to bring with you. Additional learning opportunities are coming up on the Farm Bill in January. Also, as I mentioned, there are meetings going on around the state, so if you can't attend the meeting here in Atlantic, we do have a list on the Extension webpage of all the Farm Bill meetings happening across Iowa. Again, these will happen all the way through December and some even into January. So please, if you're not able to make the one in Atlantic, certainly give us a call or go on the Extension website and we will help you find another meeting to learn more about the 2014 Farm Bill. Also, because there are so many changes to the 2014 Farm Bill, we are also offering in January an opportunity for producers to come in and get hands-on with doing some data and making decisions. There are lots of different price calculators and things online. If you visit the Iowa State University Extension website and type in Ag Decision Maker, there is a big banner across the top that says Farm Bill 2014, and that'll take you to a list of resources, calculators, and things like that. You can enter in historical data for your operation, and it will help you make some decisions on starting with things like reallocating base acres and base yields, all the way up to running different models for how the different types of farm coverage would affect your specific operation. If you don't have the ability to use a computer or get online at home, we are also offering or would just like some help getting online and using some of these decision tools. We are offering in January at computer lab workshops. Those will be happening around Southwest Iowa. We are hosting one here in Atlantic. That is coming up Thursday, January 8th. We have 3-hour sessions, one beginning at 1 p.m., one beginning at 6 p.m. Those will be happening at Iowa Western Community College right in downtown Atlantic. I'll be using their computer lab. We are taking registrations through the Cass County Extension Office for that. You'll be logging onto the computer, and you'll have to bring some of the data and historical information from your farm. It's kind of a supervised work day workshop, for lack of a better word, evaluating possible outcomes, choosing anticipated price scenarios. You'll be entering your data into decision tools online, hopefully ending up with an increased confidence in making choices on whether or not you want to reallocate your base, update your yields, and which program might be right for your farm or farms, depending on how you decide to break it out in the new program. Again, Tim Eggers, Extension Field Ag Economist, will be leading this workshop. There is a $5 cost for materials and to hold your seat for this workshop, and we do require pre-registration. The class will fill at 15 seats and no more, because we are limited by the number of computer workstations, and we don't want to have anyone have to share those. So if you'd like more information on the Farm Bill Computer Lab Workshop coming up Thursday, January 8th, either 1 p.m. or 6 p.m. at Iowa Western here in Atlantic, you can give our office a call on that as well. And finally, we're going to look to the 2014 garden calendar from the Iowa State Master Gardener Program, and a few reminders as you get into December. First of all, of course, keeping your Christmas tree stand full of water if you have a fresh tree will help prolong the life of the tree and help stop needle loss before you get right into the holiday season. Another good reminder as we get into a week of slightly warmer days here, it is a good time to prune your oak trees in December, January, or February. After February, pruning of oak trees is not recommended due to specific diseases and pests that can attack the oak tree and spread potentially deadly diseases to oak trees. So starting now through February, if you have a chance to get outdoors on a warm day, it's a good time to prune your oak trees. Also, as we get into firewood and bonfire season, a reminder to purchase emerald ash borer free firewood from reputable firewood dealers. And also remember that Iowa is currently under quarantine because the emerald ash borer has been found in this state. So taking ash firewood or any firewood, if you're not absolutely sure where it comes from, out of the state is prohibited. And of course, we don't want to help spread the emerald ash borer any further than it has already made it across the United States. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach.